Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was fascinating. You introduced me to Damon Thompson.
I did.
Because you did his podcast.
Right.
And
Scott had done it as well before me.
Scott Rogers?
Uh-huh.
Oh. On the Dork Forest. Did Shlomo do it too?
Yes, I introduced Damon to Shlomo as well. And Shlomo has now done it.
Wow. Shlomo, also Sandcastle Dork.
That's right.
Everybody's done Damon Thompson's Damon Does podcast, including me now. It was very fascinating.
It was super fun, huh?
Yeah, and I asked him if he would do the Dork Forest and what he wanted to talk about, and he said wrestling. And I believe it was around minute 30, I found out that he used to be a semi-professional wrestler.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. So we got I got some glimpses into what it was like to come up in the ranks, you know, just sort of like what it really meant.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a fascinating glimpse into the wrestling world of professional wrestling.
Well, that's neat.
It was kind of it was.
Did you learn something new? Because you've had a couple of wrestling dorks on.
Oh, I so have had so many wrestling, and usually you can't get them to stop talking about it. He took it well. I think it's because he's a podcaster.
right.
But he gave me a lot of new names, and it was and we talked about sort of his favorite wrestlers, and we also talked about how the character of a professional wrestler is just an exaggeration of their actual character.
Oh, okay.
Much like in stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, ew. And he was like, and yet they are, but sometimes they are made to be bad guys.
Right,
and they
right.
aren't
and
entirely.
So they're exaggerated and then cast and then put into one of these teams, like the good guy or the
bad guy.
Right,
the casting. Damon Thompson is a black man, and they cast him. He was cast as a butler.
Oh, that's.
That felt like a lot.
That seems like a lot.
And I was like, was this in the 80s? And he's like, oh no, early 2000s.
Oh, good Lord.
And so that guy Vince, who owns all the wrestling things in the world, I guess, is a very old, very dumb man, is what I got out of that. But so it was a fascinating episode, though. And it was, and he really, I mean, I think the camaraderie of it he really loved as well.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a good episode. Listen up, folks.